Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back to celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Barbara Wetman is our guest, our good friend. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Barbara, give me the website, the new website again, Barbara.
Big Ideas for Small Business. Ideas, plural, business, singular.
All right.
.com.
Big Ideas for Small Business.com. Check it out. Can they find your books there, too?
Find my books. You can sign up for my idea of the day, my daily tip. You can see my blogs and lots more, a lot of more resources. We have a calendar of tweet chats that come up for small business,
right,
and you can look ahead and see what might interest you. The SBA does a tweet chat every month that I participate in, and many other brain trust people participate as well.
Right. Good deal. So we got new dates coming up. We got September 15th. They've got to file their personal taxes and
September 15th.
If they've extended,
for individuals, no. September 15th is for partnerships and S corporations on extension have to file by that date.
Okay.
If the calendar year. But more importantly, it's the third installment of estimated taxes for all of us owners
right.
of pass-throughs that don't have withholding on our if you're an S corporation shareholder employee, you can have withholding taken on your wages to cover the tax on the profits from the business. But if you're not, then you need to pay estimated tax.
Right.
And September 15th is the key date there.
Right.
So
that's right. October's for the October 15th is for the individuals.
And C corporations.
And C's. Okay.
Yeah.
So S corps, LLCs, partnerships.
And partnerships.
Are September 15th.
If they were on extension for 2017 returns and their calendar year.
And C corps, which are the big corporations and individuals, are October 15th.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
And also, when's the next quarterly filing and periodic?
The quarterly is September 15th. Is the estimated taxes.
Estimated tax. The next one is September 15th. Okay.
Yeah.
So
what you mentioned was quite important because with all the confusion of the new law and not knowing what it's going to mean to us personally in terms of what our tax bill is going to be, it makes it very difficult to know if we're paying the right amount of estimated
tax.
And the only thing you can tell people these days is to rely on one of the safe harbors so you won't be penalized regardless of what the ultimate tax bill is. So if, for example, you pay 100% of what your 2017 tax bill was in four installments in 2018, or 110% if your adjusted gross income in last year was more than $150,000, then you won't be penalized no matter how much the shortfall is.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that bothers me about that is that we may be overpaying because we're talking about tax cuts here, and maybe our bill will be lower,
right?
And maybe we're advancing too much money to the government. We have to wait till we file our return to get it back.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of a transition year and unfortunate for many business owners many people struggle to come up with the cash to pay their estimated
that's
tax.
Right. And that cash that they overpaid the government is precious capital that they need to make payroll.
Precisely.
This is an example, folks. This is why I get so angry at Washington about the way they jerk small business owners around. Barbara, is doggone it, you hear them all the time run their mouth about how much they love small businesses, and yet they do stuff like this that hurts us. They're just a bunch of hypocrites. I'm sorry,
well,
I'm still mad about this. I have not changed my attitude.
I can hear in your voice. I can hear how mad you are. What's troubling to me is the fact that they really don't know how small businesses
they don't have a clue.
Run.
Don't any of them tell you they invoke our name on to get votes. That's all they do.
And this isn't a partisan thing. This is on both.
No, that's right.
Sides.
Oh no, I'm actually in my head I'm seeing Republicans. You're not just Democrats. Absolutely. I'm sorry, Barbara. I'm telling you, I started writing about
this. All right,
this
you have to calm down.
Over a year ago. I started warning people about this over a year ago, and I haven't changed my attitude. And you know I know a little bit about this.
So you bet. Well, when we have guidance on the new law, on the 20% deduction, I'll come back and try to explain.
All right. You kind of calm me down a little bit. Hey, Barbara, good job today, as always. Come back soon. Big ideas for smallbusiness.com, folks. Check it out, her new website. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.